talking about HIV and AIDS. She's an Aries.
Yes, she
and,
was.
And Janine, are you? Do you like being on your back a lot? Do you like looking up at the ceiling having sex? Is that a good position for you? Are you a bottom? Her Venus is in Taurus, which usually means, you know, she never says no to sex. She really needs regular sex. And her Mars is in Aquarius. And that means that even when she jerks off, she likes to jerk off differently each time, you know? Like, you don't like the same old, you know? You know, blow-up dolls. She's tried it all. You know why she's working, you know, at Little Sisters? It's so she can, you know, read all those nasty books and become an expert. And Little Sister sells sex toys too, right? Right. And she's tried them all out secretly. You don't think she has, but she really has. Now, she's a manager of Little Sisters, and we were having a problem finding someone to talk about the cuts that are happening to the queer community, and no one would speak about it. And we asked everyone, and so many organizations, and unfortunately, we couldn't. And then Janine kind of understood the issues, and at the last minute, really came to our rescue. So thank you very much, Janine.
You're all out here. It is so nice to see people who are out here living in the real world and living with the reality of the cuts that have happened. To be honest, I really make a point of not coming out around political things. I've been asked from every party to have my picture taken with every politician. But in this particular issue, in this particular time, in the community that I'm a part of, and because of all the people who are part of the history of loss of HIV and AIDS who aren't here, who are my friends, whose voices won't be here, we'll never hear them, you'll never know them, I have to honor them by making sure that people understand the devastation of what these cutbacks are meaning to the HIV AIDS community. It's unbelievable what's taking place.
Shame.
This morning at about 12 o'clock in the bookstore, someone came in and borrowed $10 from me because the government had cut back the pharmacare funding for what they needed to buy.
The reality
of humiliating people around their own healthcare needs is devastating to our community. We shouldn't have to be taking our hands out and begging for really basic healthcare needs for our community. When we have an HIV rate that's 33% and on the rise in this city, when 24% of HIV positive women are part of those numbers, we have to really look to the future. We have to look to progressive people who are teaching, who are out there communicating and working towards preserving the health care that we worked decades to put together to help and preserve the lives of PWA. To be marginalized as left-wing cracks or quacks,
activists.
We are people who are here because we deeply care about the issues at hand. And we are but a handful here, but we are a remarkable number elsewhere. And I hear them every day talking about the disappointment, talking about the despair. But we will not have any more people suffer the realities of what these cutbacks mean. When you have a 23-page program that the government puts forward around whether you're going to get the kind of funding that you need to maintain yourself as a PWA, it's absolutely appalling that someone should have to put together, write out that kind of application, where doctors' offices are overloaded with hundreds and hundreds of applications that are to be filled out by January. It's outrageous.
Evil.
It is. And I think we really have to hold our government accountable, because I worked so hard with our community, and our community has worked so hard with everyone to bring AIDS down on its knees. You know, I think in many ways, a lot of our community, people in my age group, I'm in my 40s, I'm not afraid to admit it. You know, at a certain point, I was tired of AIDS. I wanted to believe that the cocktail was the magic bullet. I wanted to believe that people were going to live in a world that was going to be much more friendly, carefree, and would be give them so much humanity. And right now, I think the cocktail, who knows what the reality of the cocktail, it's not the magic bullet. We have to get up off our butts and stop recovering from everyone dying. We have to honor them, we have to remember them, and we have to fight for them now. And I'm here to fight for them, and I'll fight till my dying day for people with HIV and AIDS.